You'll go over the last Gemara again. Dav Chofam Chesam Eveiz. Okay, the last Shaila was a Shaila of Pagin and Deburei. So you had a Shaila Iboy Lihu from the two dots in the Gemara. Iboy Lihu. If the master writes a shtar to his Eved saying, Kol Nechosai Knui Mecho, all my Nechosim I'm giving over to you. Mahu, what's the Locha? In other words, in these words of Kol Nechosai, I'm giving everything to you, means that I'm giving you all my property, and I'm also freeing you. I'm giving yourself free. So the Locha is that an Eved is believed on himself, on his own Shichur, to say that the shtar was kosher. The shtar was written, the Shmon, he can mekayim it. But what pertains to the Nechosim, to the property, that is not believed on. So here the question is, like, do we say Pagin Diburei, this word of Kol Nechosai, to believe half of it? What pertains to himself, that he himself is free, but we did not believe him, what pertains to the Nechosim. So that's the Shaila. So Gemara says, for us back and forth. First Abaye wanted to say, Yom Rabaye Mitel Shekon Atzma Kon Nechosim. Since we believe him that for himself to be freed, he's Neman. So once we believe these words, we believe it completely, he keeps the Nechosim also. Omalei Rabba said back to him, no, Vishle Matzma Likne Mitzhev Yaget Isha. And he himself, he's believed, just like a Get Isha, that an Isha is Neman to bring her own Get to say before Nanichtav. That's the Tekonos Rabbon, and we believe her, Mishum Miguna. Ela Nechosim, and over here, Tay speaks out by a Get Shichur, it's the same thing also. The Iguna here is that we want the Eved to be free in order to do mitzvahs. Or else that it should be able to marry a Bas Yisrael, not that he should have to stay in Eved Kanani. So we want to make it easier for him to be freed. That's why he's believed on his own Get Shichur to say it was written as kosher. Ela Nechosim, or pertains to the Nechosim, to the property, Le Likni, and that we do not believe him. Like any other shtar, that as long as we don't have kiyim, we don't have edim saying they recognize the signatures of the edim, we have to be afraid maybe the shtar is no good, and you can't use this shtar. So this shtar, kol nechosai, you can't use it to keep all the property. On this, Omer Abaye, Abaye said back, no, that mitoch shlekon nechosim, lekon atzmoi. Let's say once we don't believe him on these words of kol nechosai, we don't believe him on himself either. And on this, Omer Rav said back, no, atayi bishle menechosim lelikni. We understand why he's not believed. He cannot keep the property. Midi dehevi akim shtaros diyalma. It's like any other shtar, maton or shtar mecher. That you have to prove it, you have to be mekayim the shtar, you need to aid him to prove it that the shtar is a good shtar. An aid echo, the shliach is not believed. Ela atzmoi. But this Eved, to say that he himself was freed, likni, he should be believed. Midi dehevi akim isha. Just like the Rabbanu Meditakonu, we believe a shliach when he brings the get isha. That he's nemo to say before the nechtam, and we say that's in place of kiyam ashtar. Say Allah my Rav ended off like this, that he holds alochar is echad zeh v'echad zeh. Whether the other said it in two words, like he started off, like the Braisa was, that kosa by atzmecho nechosai, or else whether it was all written in one word, kol nechosai knuyim lecho. No matter how the master wrote it down in the shtar, the alochar is atzmoi kono nechosam lekono. We like say pagin and diburai. These one words, like of kol nechosai, when the Eved comes with this star and says the star is a good star, we believe him. And of these, this star is a good star, what pertains to himself, that he could go out free, but we do not believe him, what pertains that he should keep the property. The property that nechosim he can't keep unless we have a real kiyam ashtar. So together, like we say, pagin and diburai. Hiltoi speaks out here, it's not the pshat, he really had chazoro, Rava was choshed for Abaye's time, but rather just he himself changed his mind. At the beginning he held one word, at the end Toi says he held that the yad bal hashtar al tachtoino. Mashma the ever that wants to take something away from the master, he has to prove it. He has the bottom hand. Omale ravado bar masna l'rova. So Rava bar masna said to Rava, come on, who do you want to say your locha is? That he's believed halfway. Rabbi Shimon, l'churi you sound like Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Yoma that Rabbi Shimon says, Pagina Diburai. So we could take a word and believe it halfway. We say we divide it in half, Pagina Diburai. We believe half and the other half we do not. The Tanan, we learned like this. If a master writes a shtar to his Eved, saying everything I own goes to you, is Yotze Ben Chorin. So Pshita, the Yevid himself also goes out freed, because part of his Nechassim is the Yevid, and is giving everything he owns to his Yevid. So he's like giving everything to him, he's freeing him also. What about Shaya Kako Koshu? Let's say he left over, the master said, like, I'm writing to you a shtar, saying I'm giving you everything, excluding a little piece of property. If he says, Shaya Kaka Koshu, if he leaves over a little Kaka, then the Tanakhama says, Lo Yotze Ben Chorin. He does not go out free. So Rashi explains, because when he leaves over something, we have to be afraid maybe the master means to leave him over also. And he's only playing a game, playing a joke on his evidence. He's like saying, I'll free you, but I'll give you everything except yourself. That's what maybe means to say. So if the master says, Shaya Kaka Koshu, I'm leaving over a little bit for myself, we have to be afraid. What he meant to say is, I'm leaving over the efforts for myself. Rabbi Shimon says, no. L'yoylamu ben chayrin. Really we say, no, the master ever goes out free. He's called the ben chayrin. And the Rashi says, demay de goli, goli may de goli le goli. What he says is leaving over some property. That's what he meant to leave over, but not the efforts himself. Ad sheyomer, until the master says he's leaving over something like this. Until he says, or it means he writes in the shtar, Kol nechosai nesuyim lepleini yavdi, all my property is given over to this eved of mine, chutz me'echad mirebuya shebehen, excluding from one like 10,000 of what I own. So when he says such a lashon like this, then we say, could be what he meant to say is, I want to leave over my eved for myself, and that's what I call it, me'echad mirebuya shebehen, because I don't think too much of my eved. So I call him on like 1/10,000 of my nechassim. So if he says a lashon like that, then he means to leave over his eved. But if he doesn't say something like this, he just says he's leaving over some property, then we say the halacha is that the property, he's not koina. He doesn't get the property, the eved. And Rashi speaks out because any property that we want to give the eved, it's a suffix, maybe that's the karka he's leaving over. Because the master said, I'm giving you everything, but I'm leaving over some property for myself. So the Eved goes out free, because for sure he's giving the Eved to himself. Just exactly which property he has to leave over, which one he has to leave behind, we have a doubt which one, and therefore Minasofri can't take anything. So you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, we like say Pagina Diburai, that when the master says everything belongs to you, even though really the Eved is not getting everything, he's not getting any property at all. Because any property we would want to give him, it's a doubt, maybe that's the one he's leaving over. The only thing the Eved is getting is himself. So you see, even though the master wrote in the shtar the words of Kol Nechosai, all my property goes to you, still we could divide it up and say we believe it, what pertains to the Eved. The Eved goes out free, but more than that he does not get. This the Gemara says, I have Amar Rav Yosef Ben Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Afal Pi, Shekilat Rav Yosef Reb Shimon, even though Rav Yosef praised Reb Shimon, still Rav Nachman says like, Halacha Rabbi Meir, Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that you do not say, Pagina Diburei. Titani, we learn like this, Kishamru Dvorim Lefnei Rav Yosef, when this Halacha of Rav Shimon was said over in front of Rav Yosef, Korah Lav HaMikra Zer, Rabbi Yosi called upon Rabbi Yosi, upon Rabbi Shimon, this posik. A posik in Mishnah that says, Sefosayim Yishok, that his lips should kiss, Meshiv Devorim Nechaychim, if somebody says nice words. In other words, if you say good things, you deserve to be kissed for it. So you see, Rabbi Yosi here praised Rabbi Shimon. But even so, still that's not the halacha. The halacha is, like Rabbi Meir, that we do not say Pagina Diburi. On this, the Gemara asks, is that true? Umi Yomer Rav Nachman Hochi, is it true that Rav Nachman said like this, that we do not say Pagina Diburai, we cannot take something and split it in half, and believe halfway, not the other half? Is that true? The Yomer Rav Yosef Ben Yumi, Yomer Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman himself said, that Shchiv Meira, a person that's on his dying bed, he's a Shchiv Meira, he's about to die. Shekosav Kol Nechosav Liavdoi, he wrote in the shtar, he's given away for a present, all his nechosim, all his property, to his Eved. Then the Yomad, then the he got better, his sickness went away, and he became healthy. So the locher is, Chayzeh b'nechosim. He has a right to retract from the present he gave away. That's the loch shchid merah, a person that's a dying bed, we say, why is he giving away his property? Because he thinks he's going to die, he doesn't need it. But if he would know that he's really going to live, he would never give it away. So that's why he's allowed to be chayzer, retract the nechasim. But the loch is, v'einoi chayzer b'yevet. But the evet still goes out free, he cannot retract the evet. Why? Chayzer b'nechasim, he has a right to retract about the nechasim, the property, because the loch is matna shchid merahu. What this person was giving away is called the present of a shchid merah, a dying person. So therefore, the halacha is by shchid merah, that's the svara. He only means to give away the present because he thinks he's going to die. But if he would know that he's going to live, he would never give it away. So he has a right to retract now that he gets better and say, it's like a mekach tois, I never meant to give this away. V'yeinu yotze b'eved, but he does not retract his eved goes out free. Why? Because it went out already one time that he's called a free person. Like Rashi says, the boy, you can't work with him anymore. Once he had a name that he was a free person, you can't work with him anymore. But you see, Rashi says, Almo pagina diburei. We divide up these words, that even though we said, kol nechost, I'm giving all my nechostim to my yevid, now when the Shchimera gets better, we say even though no property goes over to this Eved, but the Eved himself stays freed. So who you see, we do say, Apagin and Deburei. So it's a Kashan Rav Nachman. So Tais learns that why can't the Shchimera retract even the gate to the Eved? Like the Svara should be, that the only reason why he wanted to free his Eved was because he thought he was going to die. But now that he got better, he never meant to free him. So even the Yevet should also not be freed. So Tosfos learns, V'yeshloima v'yakol takonos chachamim hi. It's a takonim midrabonin. Gam ma'ashechayzeh nechosim, gam ma'ashechayzeh b'yevet. The mistama daito k'mashem l'chachamim. That most probably he has the locha, the way he thinks, the way the chachamim tell him. The chachamim tell him, like the Sinus Svara, that since he once had a name that he's freed, we want to keep him to be free. But our co-ponim at the stira here of Nachman says, you say pagina de buray. So Gemara says, the alomer of Ashi. Ashi says like this. Hosam hainu taimim mishum delav kruas gitahu. I'll tell you a little bit different. So Ashi says this. Hosam di yomer Rav Nachman aloha kreb meya. That the Rav Nachman said aloha kreb meya. That the Yevid before does not go out free. Taim alav mishum delav pagina de buray. Not because we don't say pagina de buray. The reason why before, when the master says to the Eved, I'm letting you have everything, but I'm being Mishayir, I'm leaving over something for myself, the reason why such a shtar is no good is because it's a chesaron from the lav krus gitu, the Gemara says. It's not called cutting off completely from the master. Like we learn out Hilchas Shichur Avodim from Hilchas Get Isha. The same way when you write a get to your wife, it has to be that you're cutting off from her. You're going to have no ties with her anymore. If you have something to do with her afterwards, that's not called Krisus, the get is no good. See here also, if you give this get, this is the shtar that you're freeing the Eved with. But in the shtar it says that you're leaving over something for yourself. Since you still, this shtar shows that you still own something, the fact you made a shear in the shtar, that's a chesaron from krus gita. It's not called a good get shichur. But nothing to do with pagina de buray. But in the case by shchid merah, where there's no chesaron, there's nothing missing there, it's a complete krus gita, it's a good get, the attack of Nachman holds, we do say pagina de buray. In other words, we could take a word and believe it halfway, not the other way. But the reason why if you write a shtar and some nechassim you left over for yourself in the shtar, that's not a good shtar shechur. Because the master has something with the shtar, that's not called freeing his eved. Then the Mishnah ended off, im yeshal of orim yiskayim b'chaysamah. That even in Eretz Yisrael, a get that's written in Eretz Yisrael, we're not afraid of lishmo kiyim, so we don't have to say before an anichtav. You give over the get. But if there are complaints later on about the get, then the loch is, we have to have kiyum ashtar, you have to have to wait them to come and say they recognize the signatures. So Gemara asks the question, ira kama. How many people do we need to argue against the get? Ilai me'ira chad, if you want to say one person could argue against the get, Everybody agrees. If you want to go to complain against the shtar, a shtar is a tremendous thing. And like this, we said there's nothing wrong with it. If just one eidechot comes and says, I think there's something wrong with this shtar, we don't believe him. You need at least two people to complain against the shtar. So the Ella, what do you want to tell me then? Iratray, that two people here are arguing against the shtar. Two people are telling us that this shtar, the eidim, were forged. If so, trey or trey ninu. If you have two eidim saying it's no good, see, even though we have two eidim now saying the shtar is good, why should we believe the second pair of eidim? It's always called two against two. Two against two, we don't believe either one of them. It's called a suffix, and suffix the raisa. So why here, if we have two eidim to be mekayim the shtar, the shtar a good shtar? And the Mor says, the svar always is, my chazas, the sam chasani, smechani. Who tells you to believe these two eidim? Believe the other two eidim. Ella, so what's the case talking about? Iro de Baal. We're talking about if the husband himself comes later to complain and says, the shtar, the get I gave my wife was a forged one. It was no good. So there's a new halacha, the Brisker Rav says, called Baal Hashtar. The one that made the shtar, he has a new type of an emunus. He has a new, we believe him. A regular eidechad we would not believe. Just the person himself that made up this shtar, the Baal, the husband himself, he's the owner of this shtar, he made it up, he has an emunus, he's believed if he comes to complain to say, the shtar is no good. But for sure it's good if we have two eidim now coming and telling us that the shtar is good, of course we'll believe the two eidim rather than the one husband. Here it wouldn't be cash, it's tray and tray, it's not two against two. Now the Mishnah says like this, Hanei v'get v'medinas hayom, if a get was brought from Chutz Loretz, but v'eino yocholem v'fona nech v'fona nechtem, we had before, so Shliach will soon see the case in the Gemara, after he gave the get to the wife, he became a cherish. He became, he can't talk. He lost his power of speech. He can't say before an echtav. So what do we do in such a case? In Mishnah says, in Yeshal of Edim, if we have other Edim around that recognize the signatures of the shtar, Yiskayim b'chaysamav, we'll have Kiyim Ashtar through two other Edim. The get is still a good get. In the Gemara before is the Kasha, you need Lishmo. We're afraid maybe the get was not written Lishmo. So Gemara says, we're talking about Liyacha Shalomdu. After they became better the generations, and they all know the halachas, it's only because we don't want to change the takana the way it was before, but this is the milsad l'shchiach, so they left it that it's kosher. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, Echad gitei noshim v'yechad shechru yavodim. The Masechta talking about a get isha, and the same thing if you send a shtar shechru, the shtar that you want to free your Eved Kenani. Shovim, they both agree, they both have the same halachas, l'moyloch l'mevi. That a shliach that brings a shtar shichra from the master to the eved has to tell us before na nechtam. Like Rashi said before, we learn out shichruri yavodu from get isha from the pasuk lo lo. So just like by get isha it has to be written lishmo, the same thing when you want to free your eved kenani with a shtar, the shtar has to be written lishmo. So therefore, if it's written in eretz chutz laretz, we're afraid they don't know this halacha, so a shliach that brings the shtar shichrur has to tell us now when he gives over the shtar to the eved before the nechtam. The Mishnah says, "V'zu achas menadrochem." This is one of the ways she'ashavu gita noshlem shichrur yavodim, that a get isha and a shichrur yavodim have the same halachas. We'll soon see in the Gemara more cases. Now the Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah. Ma'ayin yochuleima. What does it mean the shliach now was not able to say before the nechtam? Elaine, if you want to tell me cheresh, that he was deaf and dumb to start off with, he can never talk. Fred Gemara, such a person, cheresh bar yisuya gitu, is such a person kosher to bring a get? Like the Mishnah says, the get is good. If we have two other eidim to mekayim the shtar, the get's a good get. Yotanan, we learned, the Mishnah later will have it. Hakil kisherim lovi as a get. Everybody is okay to bring a get, chutz, excluding mi cheresh shait of a cotton. Because in the Pasha it says, Ish, you have to be a bar das to be a shliach. And not a cheresh, a person that's deaf and dumb. And not a shaita, not a katan. They don't have a din bar das. So you can't say this person was a cheresh to start out with. So what's the case talking about? Omar Rav Yosef, Hocha B'mayaskin, here we're talking about, Kagoyin Shenos Nolo Kishu Pekeach. No, the shliach was a normal man. And he took the get from the husband, and he gave it over to the Isha, when he was normal. But, for lehispik leimar, Before na nechtam, the halacha is right after the shliach gives the get over to the isha, then he has to say before na nechtav. So right before he started to say it, Then he lost his power of speech. He wasn't able to talk. So the kids at the time, when he gave the get over to the Isha, he was a normal man. So the get was chal, just that he did not say before a nechtam. So the halacha of the Mishnah says a chiddush, that in such a case, it's all right if we have two other reasons to come and be mekayim the shtar, and tell us that the shtar is a good shtar. Right. Then the Mishnah says, echot gita nashim yechot shechru yavodim, they're alike. Tana Rabbanim, what's in a price like this? V'shloish shudrochim, in three ways, shovu gita nashim shechru yavodim. In three ways are these two shtaras equal, a get isha and a shechru yavodim. Shavu l'maylach l'mayvi. That is the takana was, if either a get isha or a shichru was written outside Eretz Yisrael, you have to say before a nechtam, both when you bring it, both when you take it. Secondly, v'chol get sheyesh olav kusi, a get mir means a shtar. Any regular shtar, mechira, shtar matana,
if they dem were kusim,
the shtar is posel. Chutz megite nashim, excluding a get isha is kosher. Even though the Yedim were kusim, still the get is kosher. We'll soon see later in the Gemara exactly why.
What's the difference? How come by regular shtar we say kusim apostle? How come here by get isha we say the kosher? The Gemara will talk about exactly which mitzvahs they're medagdikin, which mitzvahs are not medagdikin, if you have another aid watching over them. We'll soon see the sugi about eight kusi, why the kosher by these two and not by other shtaros.
Any shtar that's written by a regular Joe, by a goyish judge, you go to a regular court, is even though the people that signed there, Joe and Shmo, two goyim signing the shtar, still ksherim, the locher is the shtar is kosher. Trasant, Rashi says, Ksherim the dina de machusa dina, because it's the klal of dina de machusa dina. Like you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to go to a goyish court. A Jew is supposed to go to a Jewish court, to a bezdin. But if you went to a goyish court and they wrote up a shtar mechira, they're selling you property, or they're giving you a present, and they write up a shtar, and in the shtar the two judges, whoever they're, the two goyim sign on it, it's a shtar mechira. It's a good shtar. Why? Because it's a klal of dina de machusa dina. What the government says goes. Even though the person that's giving the present or receiving it are Jews, still there's a loch of dina de machus adina. And the dina of the machus says that you can write up a shtar in a court. So when the court writes up a shtar, that's a good sale. Excluding a get ish and a shichru avodim. Because you can't have Joe the judge write up a get for you. He's not a bar krisis, like Rashi says. They don't have a right. The judge cannot write up a get for you. Because the get has to be written l'shmo, and the guy, we'll see later, sugis, is not a bar l'shmo. He can't write a get l'shmo since he's not in the pasture of gittin. Goyim do not have halachas of gittin, therefore they cannot write up a shtar get for a Jew. Rashi's aval al hadinim, but negaya to what you're selling things to make sales go through, nitzava b'nei noyach, but in Eich also have halachas of dinim. That's the part of the din of dinim machus dinim. What the goyim say is a sale, is a way of acquiring something. That's called a good kinyan. Now the Rashi says the same thing. V'shchein shechru yavodim. Get shechru also a goy cannot write. To the chob sulu the araisa, shav shechru get ishe digamina lolo. Because just like you have to have a get ishe written l'shmo, the same way yishtah shechru has to be written l'shmo. And again, goyim cannot write the get lishmo. That's why they cannot write a get shichur for your evit. So these are three ways that they're both alike. Ukidivir Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, v'yabod, there's even a fourth way. What's the fourth way? Ha'oimer, somebody says, the husband says, tein get zel ishti. He tells Reuben, his friend, I want you to give this get to my wife. Or el shtar shichur zel yavdi. I want you to take this shtar to free my evit and give it over to my evit. The loch is like this. Rotsa lachsa vishneim yachsar. Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says if he wants to retract, in both cases he has the right to retract. Because Rabbi Meir holds both of them is called the chav. It's called something bad for you to give your wife a get, to free your evid. So the klal is that zochim liadam shleibuthon of yein chavim. You can't make a chav. I mean, it's a chav, it's something bad, not only for the husband. It's something bad for the wife to receive the get. and it's something bad for the Yevet to be freed. So since it's something bad for them, the klal is you can't be zeicheret for them. So therefore, when do they become freed or she becomes megreshes? When the get is given over to her. But before it's given over to her, nothing took place yet. Therefore, if the husband wants to, or the master wants to, they could retract. That's Rameya Svara. Look, yeah. Give Rameya. But the Rabbanan argue and say, no, the Rabbanan say that the Shikhru ain't a Yachal Asar. That by get Shikhru, it's a schus, it's something good for the Eva to go out free. So as soon as the master gave over the star for somebody to give it to the Eved, it's considered Zachon Yodim Shleim Efonov. It's considered like the Eved received it already, and now the master cannot retract. So according to Rameya, though, he holds no, it's a chav, it's something bad for the Eved to go out free. We'll see later on the Svar as an Eved would rather stay an Eved, not to be free to have to do mitzvahs. So therefore Rameya holds it's called a chav, just like the get isha is called a chav. Therefore the husband or the master could retract in both cases. Now the Gemara says like this. According to the Rabbanim, it says in three ways they're equal. You know why it has to say three? Lamuti hod Rameya, to exclude the case of Rameya. That in this case, if you give it to somebody, to give over to your wife or to the Eved, it's different. For the Isha Tzachav, you could retract, but for the Eved, you can't retract. It's good why it says three and not this case. Elul Rameya, but according to Rameya, Minyaman Lamuti Mai. Why does Rameya say in four ways, it shava get isha and shikra vodim? What do we have to say for? We know, we count these cases, we have four cases here. Like mashma four and not the fifth case. What do we mean to exclude? So Mara says, lamute ho. It means to exclude this case. Tatanya will learn like this. Edim shen yodim lachtim. Edim that don't know how to sign the signatures. They don't know how to sign the name. What do you do with them? Is mekaren lanir cholok. Rip out a piece of paper. In other words, we like, let's say his name is Yaakov. We scratch out on a piece of paper, Yaakov, we just scratch it out. Now then we give him a pen, and he goes over these scratches to write it in. And even though he's just going over your scratches, but still, it's a little bit different. That's also called a signature. No two people could do it exactly alike. That's the way we let him sign his name. On this, Omer of Shimon ben Gamliel, the Medvar Mamurim, when was this said? The Gidenoshim. Only by Gidenoshim we let this take place. And Rashi says, Mishum Takonis Igunas, that we don't want the wife to remain without a get, we let it go easy, she should have a get. Abu Shechur Yavodim, but when you want to free your Eved, for Shah Kol Ashtaros, or any other Shtar you want to write, and the two people you have to sign on it can't sign their names, nothing doing. Im Yodim Likrois Velachtoim Chosman. If they know how to read the shtar and sign their names, very good. Those are good Eidim, let them sign. But Vimla Vein Chosman. But if they don't know how to sign their names, we do not let these people go. That's not called Eidim. Only by Get Isha, what Rabbanan Mekel to say, will make a way out that they could sign. That we'll scratch out their names first, then they'll sign. So this is a case that a Get Shichror, is not like a Get Isha. So there is this one case that is different. Now the Gemara asks, in the last price it says, we don't know how to read, we read for him. For the Gemara, Kriya Mandachashimei, who's talking about reading? We're talking about they can't sign the name. So Gemara says, Chasuri Mechzor, something was missing here. Vochi Ketone, this is the way it should be learned. Eidim Shein Yoidim Likrois, Eidim that do not know how to read the Shtar, Kuril Lefnayim. We read the shtar for them to tell them exactly what it says in here, and then they go and sign the name on it. The chaisman, and they sign the names. What about Veshein Yoidim Lachtaim? Let's say though they don't even know how to sign the names either, then the cooler is by Get Isha, Mekaron Lehen, that we scratch out on the paper first their name, his name, Yaakov, and then we let him write over it with ink. That's the word cooler we have only by Get Isha, not by Shichur Avodim. Alright, turn over.